I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Yep, love God, save souls, and slay error. The Terry and Jesse Show. I'm the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of our Lady, and my partner,
Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Lebanese lover of our Lady. Jesse, today's show, I got to tell you, Jess, man, you picked some good articles, dude. I mean, especially when the people hear what Jim Caviezel has to say. Wait, he's on board the train with Bishop Sheen today. Wait till you see what happens. Number two, we're going to talk about, could COVID lockdowns kill more people through starvation? Oh, yes, when you hear the facts. Number three today, we're going to talk about these terrorist henchmen, Antifa. Are they anti-Christian criminals who need to be arrested? Absolutely, we're going to demonstrate that. Also, got a black Catholic cardinal says that Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black babies killed in abortion. Also, folks, Bishop Joseph Strickland's going to jump in. We're doing a show now on Tuesdays with him. This is going to broadcast in about 2 weeks, but I'm going to give you a teaser. He talked about Black Lives Matter. Wait till you hear what he tweeted and then what he had to say. So I'm going to let you listen to that also. It's a packed show. So also, Jesse, good news about the Supreme Court. I'll let you tell them about that. And much, much more on the Terry and Jesse Show. But before we do that, I want to thank all of you who are listening on YouTube, Facebook. Please, please, promote these on your social media. Tell people about it. We're getting more and more. We're getting about 1,000 new listeners every week just on YouTube because of you, our listeners. So please continue to promote us. But Jess, we always like to go with the food of the spiritual food of the gospel. We call it soul food. So would you please read the gospel of today's Mass?
Absolutely. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Gospel according to Mark chapter 10, verse 1 to 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. So here's something interesting. Sometimes Jesus calls the 12 apostles. Sometimes he calls them disciples. But what we see here is Jesus, he sets up his first team of exorcists, which are these 12 men that have been given the apostolic authority to drive out demons in Jesus' name. So these are the first exorcists in the Catholic Church. We continue. The names of the 12 apostles are these: Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Something interesting. Every time you see the list of the apostles put together, all 12 of them, you'll find Peter first and Simon, the betrayer, Judas, last. And then it tells us, Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of God is at hand. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's two things I want to mention here. What does it mean every time Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God is at hand? What that means is he's the kingdom. Okay? Jesus Christ himself, he's the kingdom. That's what the catechism says. And so when you are in Christ, guess what? You're in the kingdom. Guess what? If you went to Holy Mass this morning, guess what? You went and entered the kingdom of heaven this morning. Also, one last thing I want to mention here is the way Jesus Christ, he sends the apostles, he sends the 12 first to the Israelites and then to the Gentiles. Why does Jesus Christ send the apostles first to heal and exorcise the Israelites of Galilee? Why? Because this reflects the order of God. God is a God of order, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:33. Just look at the book of Genesis. Everything he created was with perfect order and symmetry. And so this is the direction of salvation history. The Jews get evangelized first, the gospel is given to them first, and then the Gentiles, since we're adopted into the family of God, then Paul is sent later on to give the New Covenant gospel to the Gentiles because he's actually the apostle to the Gentiles. So there's an order to evangelize in the New Testament. First the Israelites, and then us, the Gentiles. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I want to bring in Bishop Sheen right now. Full Sheen ahead. Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in the Passion of Christ movie, has a powerful message, and I think he shared it with Bishop Sheen on that train, so let's share it now, Mr. Engineer.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
Wow.
Well, Terry, you know what? I think we're going to be playing that every single day until the elections because
it motivates.
Those words are very, very inspirational, but they need to be burned in our soul every single day. What Jim Caviezel is calling us, he's saying right now is the time to become great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. That's what he's saying. And he's also letting us know that doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 105 years old, God chose you from all eternity right now where you're at this time in history, to change the world and to change your world. So if you're breathing and you've got two legs, guess what? Jim Caviezel's saying you're called to be holy.
I love the fact that he said we weren't made to fit into this world. Jesse, that message needs to be spoken loud and clear. Because let's look at what Catholics in general believe about moral issues. And you know what's unfortunate, Jess? The Catholics and non-Catholics, non-religious people, have the same set of values when it comes to voting. That's got to stop, Jesse. If that happens, then we're going to get somebody like a Biden back into the presidency, and you'll see how fast your Catholic rights go away. So let's make sure we realize we're not made to fit in. We're made to be saints. And that's a message, as you said, Jess, every day we should play on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
I agree. And what Jim Caviezel said is based on Scripture.
Oh, yeah.
The New Testament. I'm looking at it right now. He says, 1 John 2:15. This is essentially what Jim Caviezel says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, do not love the world or the things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. That's what Jim Caviezel just said.
Yeah.
Terry, let me mention something about August.
Awesome.
And just it's important for us as Catholics just to basically reboot ourselves and remind ourselves that as Catholics, we follow this. It's a cycle of life. It's a liturgical cycle.
That's right.
And as Catholics, in July.
Yes.
July for us as Catholics, this is very special. I'll tell you why. Because in July, this month is dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. Did you catch that?
Yes.
And so in the month of July, Holy Mother Church calls all of us as Catholics to revere the blood Christ spilled on Calvary by attending Mass as often as possible and receiving the Holy Eucharist. And let's not forget that Christ's very own body and blood is what we receive in the Eucharist. And in prayer, if you can't get to Mass, in prayer we can place our sins and sufferings into the wounds of Christ through spiritual communion, and we can ask Jesus to wash us, to renew us, to heal us through the power of his precious blood. So let's remember that St. Thomas Aquinas also says about the month of July, he says, Christ's blood are the keys to heaven's treasure. I'll repeat that. Christ's blood is the keys to heaven's treasure. July is the month of the most precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesse, Father Murr is going to be with us on Friday talking about that very topic, the precious blood of Jesus. He has a great devotion to the precious blood, and boy, it's going to be a good show. I want to remind everybody, I mentioned that we're painting our Sacred Heart Chapel and the studio and the offices. I just got the bid in today, and it looks like we need to raise about $12,000. I got the paint donated from Burr Paint from Home Depot, which is great. They donated the paint. Now we just got to pay the laborer $12,000 to sand, and we'll be good for another 15 years. So if anybody would like to help us with that, you can call me, and I'll give you my cell, 661-972-7872, or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org, and you can actually donate right online very securely and just put for a painting of the church. Also, Jesse, people, again, we're growing like a weed, 600 to 1,000 new listeners every single week just on YouTube. Well, I want everybody to hit that they want to, you know, like us on YouTube. And that's how we get more people to join us. Use your social means. When we come back, Jess, we're going to talk about COVID-19 lockdowns. Could it be killing more people by starvation in this world? Well, wait till you hear the facts. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. We're trying to help you get to heaven through living and loving your Catholic faith. We'll be right back. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Could the COVID lockdowns kill millions of the poor by starvation? That's a question that a lot of people are asking. They're saying, You know, the apparent government solutions with these lockdowns seem to be worse than the actual virus. And the article goes on to say, worldwide deaths from January 1st to March 25th, 2020. Listen to this. This comes from worldometer.info. 21,297 people in from January to March of this year died from the coronavirus. 21,297 people. Yet death by hunger, same time frame, January 1st to March 25th, 2020, 2,382,000.
Jesus said in Luke 17, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are unprofitable servants.
Sirach 11,
we have only done our duty. Do not
according
say,
to Saint
I
John
am
of
self-sufficient.
The cross.
God is pleased with the little
now.
Deeds we do in secret.
I'm just
according
takes
to more pleasure
Catherine
in these
Siena.
Than in a multitude
presumption
of grand
is
works
like vermin,
that we may do
burrowing
out
of
the desire
the tree
to be
of
seen
our
by others.
If
may
we
God
not
help us to do the things that please
humility,
and not
will
just
eventually
to appear
great
in the
soul.
Eyes of others. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for
January,
everything.
February, March, 2,382,324 people died by hunger. So the question, is it possible that the coronavirus 19 lockdowns could kill millions of people or millions of poor by starvation? Absolutely. The facts bear that out. According to The Guardian, the coronavirus curbs on the movement of people because of the lockdown. It also threatens to create shortages of farm labor at a crucial time of the year for many crops, which could double the number of people going hungry. And another reason for this, The Guardian reported, is because food supplies across the world
yep.
will be massively disrupted, according to some of the world's biggest food companies have warned. That's, again, another article from The Guardian, which is entitled, Coronavirus Could Double Number of People Going Hungry. Terry, what's the consequences are worse than the virus.
Of course, we call it collateral damage. I've been saying this for months, Jesse. I mentioned, you know, every day cancer patients are dying. 1,670 a day. We're killing 38,000 babies a day through abortion. What about the coronavirus? About 500 people a day. We're getting lower and lower, the death rate. But we don't want to hear that. But here's the question, Jess, and it doesn't make any sense. We're stopping economies, which are going to make it so that the food supply dries up. People don't have jobs to feed their families. All because, well, it's 99.7%, so 0.3% of people who get the coronavirus will die. Most of them elderly people who have compromised systems, elderly who are already old, I get it, and, you know, pneumonia kills a lot more people. So it just seems that we're exaggerating on what we need to do to stop this coronavirus. And why is that, Jess? I mean, this Guardian article has so much more documentation showing how the potential of this situation with the coronavirus stopping people from going to work is affecting people. We're not even talking about the people who have committed suicide that have died because they don't want to deal with the coronavirus. This fear is coming from the pit of hell, okay? That's my opinion. And I see this happening, and I'm saying, when are we going to wake up and have common sense and say, okay, we've got this coronavirus, it's real, but we got to be able to handle it without destroying more lives than what it can take by far. This is almost like common sense ain't being used very much, and it's not that common. Right now, what's happening is if you look at this worldwide, Africa, millions of people are going to die. And here we are saying that, oh, no, we've got to stop the economy. Oh, no, we can't sing in church. Oh, we can't. Now, wait a minute. I smell a rat, Jesse.
A lot of people smell a rat, Terry. And I'll tell you, the fact is that we're committing economic suicide.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening. That's a phrase I'm
Now, why is that, Jesse?
Yeah, Dr. John Horvat uses
yes,
that
Yes, he does
term.
That. What's going on here? What's the purpose? Is this possibly, and we've said it before.
Here's a purpose. And Trey Gowdy, he's a politician.
That's right.
Trey Gowdy wrote an article, and he says he suggests that the coronavirus pandemic is a move by the left to defeat Team Trump in the game of world politics.
That's a fact.
He goes, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and here's what he says, just this one line from Trey Gowdy. He says, this is almost a perfect fascist playbook.
Yep.
Control the population with fear-mongering and panic, control the media, spread propaganda, and the fan favorite disarm the population. Oh, and did anyone notice that while they are as mad as hell at Trump for not sending them aid to Ukraine, they themselves voted against giving any emergency aid to all Americans? Sorry, but I don't think we're all going to die. Remember when Ebola was going to kill us all?
Of course.
And the media kept showing the piles of body bags that were prepared for the follow-up?
Yep.
Then a month later, it was all totally forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the common flu has killed more people this year already, and the media seems to be very silent. A handful of deaths out of 320 million Americans, and we're in panic, tearing down our society and costing our economy billions in the wake? Trey Gowdy says, it all seems just a little fishy to me.
It does.
A little too well-timed, if you ask me, right before the election.
And Jesse, one more point that you didn't make that I want to add. When Nazism took over Germany, they did the very same thing, but they added one more thing. They defunded the police department so that they wouldn't have any problem taking over the country. Now, what is going on? This is a playbook right from Marxism. And just one more thing that I want to add to this, and that is, we all know that they're telling everybody, we talked about this last week about, oh, we don't have enough hospital beds, we can't do this. And then the third largest city in America, Houston, a Methodist church came out and says, that's garbage, we got plenty of room. Whoever's been saying that, it's just false, it's fake news. And you know, Jess, I believe a lot of this stuff on the coronavirus, on how many people were going to die, is fake news. And we bought it hook, line, and sinker. Let me give you an example. I'm coming to work today, and I see a guy riding his bike, okay, down Grand Avenue, big, long, busy street. No, you know, no one else is around him, and he's wearing a mask, okay? Now, are you kidding? What do you think that mask is going to save you from death? You know, Jess, last time I looked—
That mask cuts off oxygen by 20%.
Yeah.
20%.
But here's the point. Last time I looked, nobody gets out alive. I believe that they're telling people that if you don't have a mask, you're going to die early, so you better protect yourself. And I think that we've given people this message, and they're scared to death. And you know what they're going to do? They're scared that if the media continues to push this narrative that we better not reelect Trump, we've got to get someone else in there. And here's a guy who had the economy rolling just months ago at its highest level in 55 years. Everybody was working, and then this coronavirus, no, timing is too, it makes sense that they're trying to undermine America values and American know-how. And what Trump has done is irritated the Marxists and all these people who do not want God-fearing people. What they want is socialism and Marxism and communism, and they'll do whatever it takes to scare Americans to not be afraid of bringing Mr. Trump back for 4 more years, because he's going to put people to work. He's going to make the economy go back.
And if you put people to work, crime goes down, Terry, because all the Antifa and Black Matters Lives people, guess what?
Yep.
They don't have a job.
Well, there you go. Now, there, Jesse, I'm just...
When people start working, crime decreases in all the cities because people don't have time to commit crime because they're working.
And don't forget, Jesse, in this article it talked about postponing operations because of the coronavirus for months. About 5,000 to 125,000 patients will die or have already died due to postponing their surgery. Are you kidding me? They're going to tell you, no, you can't have that heart surgery because we're waiting for coronavirus patients to come in. See how crazy this is? Man,
yeah,
it's brutal. Very, call it for what it is.
Yep, and that's why, by the way, I wrote this book, A Catholic Vote for Trump. It's also in Spanish.
Good.
Voto Católico por Trump.
Yeah.
It's in Spanish as well. You can get it from my website or Amazon or Tan Books. I go through all the reasons why anybody, any American of goodwill, even if you're not of goodwill, if you want to just save your family and save this country and save your job, we need to reelect President Trump. Terry, the article says, consequently, more than 3.42 million people died of hunger in the first months of 2020.
Where'd you hear that?
Daily average of 30,000 800 deaths a day.
Give me a break.
Of people dying of hunger. That's almost That's almost five times more than the global number of deaths by COVID-19 on April 5th, the day registering the highest number of fatalities worldwide so far. And so here's what this article is essentially saying, Terry.
Yes.
Way more people are dying of starvation, and we're making it worse by shutting down the economy, people losing their jobs, and it's affecting small businesses, Terry.
Oh, big time.
Not big businesses. Facebook, Google, Yahoo, they don't care about this. These big corporations could care less. Raytheon, Lockheed, Boeing, doesn't affect them a bit, Terry. Right. It affects the little guy, the as President Trump called him, the forgotten man. Who's the forgotten man? Those are the small business people that are the backbone of America, Terry. They are hurting. And as a result, their kids are hurting, too. And even right before this lockdown, Terry, even before this lockdown, the American Pediatric Association was already saying that youth suicide is at a 60-year high.
Yep.
This was before the lockdown, Terry.
Right, right.
Now the experts are saying, the American Academy of Pediatrics are saying that more kids are entertaining suicide if schools don't reopen soon.
Of course. This is a fiasco, but where's the common sense right now? Now, you know what I find interesting? President Trump is trying to get America back to work, and he's being condemned.
Undermined.
Yes, been condemned as a monger.
And by the WHO and by the CDC, which are basically, you know, the government medical, the government medical firms that are being received generous amounts of money from George Soros and Bill Gates.
And Jesse, this is only going to multiply the longer we keep this going, because food supplies. How do you get food if people aren't going to work to do their jobs to bring to the people? And, you know, all the years that America has been helping stop the starvation, like 30 some years of growth where people are getting food, it's all coming to an end because we're not using common sense, and we're using political minds to say, no matter what, we can't have Mr. Trump be our next president again for the next 4 years. And if it means killing millions of people, so be it. And I'm sorry, Jess, that's how I see it. And I believe it's true. And I believe this, that until America wakes up, we have to lead the charge, as Jim Caviezel said. You know, we got to wake up and not fit in. I mean, it's easy just to say, oh, whatever happens. No, we got to stand up to the truth and proclaim it, because lives and souls are at risk.
Well, I'll just mention, January, February, March of 2020, 21,297 people died of coronavirus.
Yep.
2 million, in the same time period, 2,382,000 people died of starvation.
Amazing. We'll be back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that on.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Leviticus 26:19, the Lord says, I will break the pride of your power.
Amen.
And absolutely, there's a lot of these movements, BLM, Antifa, these are based on pure human pride. You know, the riots and the attacks on churches, they're not about George Floyd's killing.
Nope.
Because both Floyd's girlfriend and his brother have said that he would oppose them.
Yep.
And that he would have opposed the riots. The riots were designed just beneath the surface as a power grab by violent extremists who are basically henchmen for the Leviathan corporate elites like Google, Apple, and Amazon, and all those companies that are funding the destruction. And they're also, again, they're also what I would call the military branch of the Democrat Party. And every sane person is against the killing of an unarmed man by a policeman. And more so, we're also against the killing of mobs that are burning and killing and maiming blacks as well, and minorities and whites in these riots against the wishes of the Floyd family. So if the riots are not about George Floyd's killing, what are they about? It's obvious that the riots are about giving criminals and evil groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter the license to kill, maim, and burn in heavily black areas at will, as the leftist corporate elite funded Democrat mayors tell the police forces to stand down and allow the debauchery. You know, the Washington Times reported that Minneapolis and other major cities have finally reopened, at least to looters and arsonists. And for 3 days, police in Minneapolis and St. Paul were ordered to stand down as rioters destroyed their cities. In New York City and Washington, D.C. on Monday night, police stood by as looters destroyed parts of those cities as well. And the same politicians who ordered police to stand down and release prison inmates are the same people who want to ban guns. And these politicians prevent citizens from protecting themselves at a time when police protection can't be depended on. Let's just be honest. And for 3 days, again, police in Minneapolis, they were ordered to stand down as rioters destroyed their cities. It's sad, very sad, because so many of the victims of this violence have been blacks. Yes, black store owners, black small businessmen. They've lost their businesses in these heavily black areas. Blacks are losing their jobs. Candace Owens, who's a black female and a voice of reason in America today, she's a young lady. She says, quote, I watched this one video of the protest and it made me cry. I have said since day one that this is nothing but a ploy by white liberals, which will destroy another generation of black youth. These hashtag Antifa terrorists are targeting black kids and neighborhoods. There's another voice of reason out there. His name is Brandon Tatum. He's a retired Tucson police officer. He's a black conservative. He also says this, quote, Brandon Tatum says, I understand hurt, but I will not validate lies. Black people are not being hunted down by police. Black people have equal opportunities in America like everyone else. The white man ain't the problem. It's the man or woman you look at the mirror every day. Yep, stop it already. Candace Owens also says, The governor of Minnesota has rightfully called it a mockery to pretend these protests are about hashtag George Floyd. He says outside forces and extremists are stoking chaos. Candace Owens says, we all know this about the election. When will our Department of Justice investigate the finances of these domestic terrorists? She tweeted out this message. And Tucker Carlson, I think he said it best in his broadcast. It was entitled, quote, Trump could well lose the election. He must defend America's institutions, close quote. Tucker Carlson said that the domestic terrorists who are organizing the riots are puppet henchmen for their Leviathan corporate elite bosses, Google, Apple, Amazon, all of those companies funding the destruction. And Tucker Carlson also says if the president does lose, that would mean that just a few months from now, Joe Biden would become the president and the United States would fall under the control of the radicals who control Joe Biden, and they will remake this country. And Terry, I'll mention just one more thing that I'll let Terry jump
go
in.
Go ahead, buddy.
In the days after George Floyd died, these same trends accelerated dramatically. It all happened so fast that it seemed like chaos at the time, but it wasn't chaos. There was design, Terry, in these riots just beneath the surface. And it was interesting that it was on Democrat states, Democrat mayors, and the Democrat mayors and police chiefs were telling the local police department stand down. And I'll tell you what's very interesting. Consider the targets of these mobs, BLM and Antifa. What are the targets that they chose? Law enforcement. But obviously, they didn't choose all law enforcement. They chose to go after local police departments, saying that they must be eliminated.
That's right.
But notice, the FBI is just fine. They didn't say anything about the FBI. That's pretty telling, Terry.
Well, not only that, Jesse, just to back up what you're saying, I just found this morning, that a couple were recorded defacing a Black Lives Matter mural that was painted in the front of a California courthouse has been charged with three misdemeanors, including hate crime, the prosecutors announced today. Now, this is cities in Martinez, California, about 25 miles from San Francisco. Here's the kicker, Jesse. People can tear down statues, okay, of saints or any, you know, political, and not get arrested or fined or even charged. But why is it? It's a double standard, Jesse. Why is it that Black Lives Matters mural, somebody defaces that? And I don't agree that they should do that. I don't. I think we have to fight this with love. And I don't say we have to destroy somebody else's property. I think that's morally unacceptable. But here's the point. If it happens to Black Lives Matter, and now nobody's going to get charged. But if it happens to a Catholic Church's statue, that's okay. I see the double standard, and it supports what this article is saying, Jesse.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's something else interesting that the article makes, that these anti-Christian criminal mobs, mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter yep. and Antifa, they're obviously, it has nothing to do with race, Terry. They're promoting Marxism.
That's the bottom line.
Because Marxist communists hate Catholicism.
That's right.
And they've been desecrating churches in the name of avenging slavery. Avenging slavery? Well, guess what? I've noticed that Antifa has not touched a single mosque.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
And despite the fact that historians basically declare that Muhammad owns slaves. That's a fact. The founder of Islam owned black slaves.
That's just the fact.
And Arab slaves. And guess what? It's very interesting that not a single mosque in the United States has been touched. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not asking for them to attack any. They shouldn't attack anything. But I'm just saying it's interesting that they're going after the religion that basically the New Testament theology informed Abraham Lincoln that freed slavery. It was New Testament theology that came from Christ. And so, Terry, these people are two-faced, and they're hypocrites.
And you know what, Jesse? In our culture right now, it seems like these terrorists are more popular than the president of the United States. I said, that's unbelievable, but it's true. Jess, I mentioned this earlier in the week, and I'll just say it again. We had some knuckleheads, I don't know who they were with, but they were taking pictures of our church, categorizing our statues. And maybe they were doing it for a project at school. No, I believe that these are nefarious people that were out there to do damage to our chapel. So I came out, and I'm not going to tell them, oh, it's okay, you guys can knock this statue down if you don't really like it. I told them, look, we're here, and we will protect our church. You tell your friends, if they come here, they will regret it, and we will use proportionate measures to stop you. Your life will be very painful if you come and damage our church, because we will protect it. Now, you notice I didn't say that I was going to shoot them. I'm not. All I'm going to do is say, don't hurt my churches. I'm going to protect it. So here's the bottom line. These people need to know, as Christians, that we will not just take it looking the other way or hiding under our bed and saying, well, boys have to be boys. No, we have to defend our faith. And if that means stopping an aggressor, just like someone walking into the house to damage my children or my wife, I will do that likewise. I have a moral obligation to defend my family and my church.
Terry, one of the things that we have to start doing to win this culture war against Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we got to start calling them what they are. They're terrorists.
Of course.
And, they act like terrorists, and that's not a popular
term. Quacks like a duck, it's a duck, buddy.
Yeah, once we start calling them what they really are,
yep,
and once law enforcement or the Department of Justice or prosecutors start charging them for the crimes they've committed and call them what they are,
yep,
urban terrorists, American terrorists, that's the way we're going to win this.
Absolutely.
But right now, the opposite is happening. The terrorists seem to be more popular,
yeah,
than President Trump, and not just more popular than Donald Trump personally, but more, yeah, popular than the system he represents.
Absolutely.
And administrators. And it's obviously why.
Yeah.
Because our system is weak. Because our system is refusing to defend itself. And guess what? Weak institutions die.
That's right.
And people develop contempt for them, and they get overthrown. And so the same is true by way, you know, for heads of state.
Yeah. Jesse, I want to jump in and just tell people, you're coming to Southern California, St. Madeline's Church in Pomona on Saturday. Is that true,
Jesse? So far. Today I'm going to have a Zoom meeting to find out if it's still on.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay, one more thing I want to add. When we come back, we're going to talk about a black Catholic cardinal saying Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black babies. And also, Bishop Joseph Strickland's going to come on and do a soundbite from his show. We're stealing it from his show on Virgin Most Powerful about what he tweeted about Black Lives. And this is going to be interesting. We've got two prelates speaking the truth with charity. And this is what we need from our leaders in the church. And that's why we now have a show on Tuesdays after the Terry and Jesse show called the Bishop Strickland Hour. Hey, you're listening to Terry and Jesse on Virgin Most Powerful. We're too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. Hope with money we'd be billionaires. You're going to listen to two bishops, one cardinal and a bishop, talk about Black Lives Matter here on the Virgin Most Powerful Radio on the Terry and Jesse Show. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Sure feels good to have some leadership.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to profile a black Catholic cardinal.
Yep.
He says that Black Lives Matters doesn't care about black babies killed in abortions. His Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, he's the Archbishop of Durban, South Africa. He said the movement has been hijacked by radical political groups that do not really care at all about black lives. He's a Catholic cardinal in South Africa, and he essentially slammed the BLM organization recently for supporting the abortion industry and its mass destruction of unborn black babies. And he tweeted, he said, hey, just a brief study of the founding statement of Black Lives Matter. Just look at it yourself. It indicates that the movement is being hijacked by the interests and parties committed to dismantling the very Catholic values, structures, and institutions which have over the centuries undergirded the best civilizations and cultures. All I want to say is, hear, hear, Cardinal Napier. Thank you very much for your leadership.
Absolutely. And you know, since 1973, more than 20 million unborn black babies have been killed in abortion. And, you know, Planned Parenthood also targets all these people. So let's be, you know, consider this. The total current black American population is 42 million. Those 20 million that never came to be represent about 50% of black Americans' population. If it weren't for abortion, the total black population would be around 62 million plus. And so let's just be honest. African Americans make up about 13% of the U.S. population, but over 40% of all abortions are on black babies. And also, I might add, a large percentage is on Hispanic babies. I just call it, you talk about being prejudiced, give me a break. Many believe the abortion industry targets minorities, and I believe that. Research by Protecting Black Lives found that 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities are located within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. Just the fact. Black Lives Matters claims to stand up for racism and support the oppressed. Are you kidding me? But it's also pro-abortion stance is only hurting more black lives born and unborn. I appreciate the Cardinal saying this, Jesse, but we also have our own Bishop Strickland, who's on Virgin Most Powerful staff here once a week doing a show. He also has something to say. He had a tweet that he did on the 4th of July, and he wanted to also make a comment about that. So I'm going to give you a clip from Bishop Strickland that won't play on radio for two more weeks. So you gotta, you're getting a little taste of what we're going to be dealing with the Bishop Strickland Hour. Mr. Engineer, play that clip. And Bishop Strickland, you tweeted on the 4th of July regarding Black Lives Matter rallies. Can you share a little bit about that tweet and why you did it?
Sure, Terry. I had just heard some things that concerned me about the what really goes on behind Black Lives Matter. It sounds like, of course, Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah. But if you dig a little deeper, which I just went to the website, yep, looked up Black Lives Matter, and I was very concerned about the what the website had to say. And in the tweet, I pointed to two specific things. It says we want to dismantle the nuclear family, which is the only kind of family there is, as far as I understand. If you dismantle the nuclear family, you dismantle the family, the mother, the father, and the children. That's the nuclear family. One on that point, I was concerned. I saw no mention of dad. It said parents and it said mother, but it didn't say father. It didn't mention the dad. And I think that's part of the underlying issue is where's dad in the culture and in society. And the second point was, I forget the exact terminology on the website, but it basically said we have to get away from a presumption of heterosexuality.
Right.
And it's like, that's this bad thing that we need to get away from presuming. And what I pointed out is God made us male and female. And it's God's intention that the male and the female come together in marriage with the openness of children, basically the teaching of God. So undermining the family and undermining that basic idea of who we are, we either are male or female. And that, like we've talked about before on different shows with you, Terry, it's not to disparage anyone who's confused or has issues, but to come back to that home base, either you're male or female, biologically and in every other way. And to have a tenet in Black Lives Matter, which, for one thing, it's like, what's that got to do with Black Lives Matter? And I think it just illustrates that there's a whole agenda there that has nothing to do with, absolutely, if you listen to Jesus Christ, what does he tell us? Every life matters. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat others the way you would have them treat you. And if that's a human life, of course that life matters. So I think it's important for us as believers, certainly as Christians, we know Jesus Christ is the God-man who revealed fully to us who we are to be. We are to be children of God. The scriptures tell us that in many places. And we need to believe that, we need to embrace that, and we need to share that good news with others and go out into this culture that is so broken and say, every life matters. And what I read on this Black Lives Matters website, it's sort of narrowing the field that much less than every life matters. And it's a certain description of life that isn't based in sacred scripture, isn't based in what God has revealed to us. And frankly, I'm going to stick with what God has revealed. And God has revealed us as male and female. God has revealed that the family is the core of how we live as human beings. Male and female are to come together in what we call the sacrament of marriage and commit their lives to each other. That's where every life is going to begin to matter in helping children understand that their lives matter because they're children of God and they're loved by a mother and a father.
Common Sense Catholicism, Bishop Strickland. I mean, you know, Jess, it's so great to hear bishops and cardinals come out and just call it for what it is. And they don't put their finger up in the air and say, well, if I say this, what's everybody going to say if I do this? See, that's what we need right now. We need clarity and charity, and we need our leaders in our church to speak like this cardinal and like Bishop Strickland, because without that, you know, you can say it, Jesse, but we're lay people, but we need leadership in the church to speak like this. Would you agree?
Absolutely, because when the leadership says it,
it
empowers the lay people.
That's right.
Because lay people, we have these thoughts and we think these thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's when you hear a pope, a bishop, a priest speak so clearly, it empowers you and you say, you know what, truth has no color.
That's right.
That's essentially what we as Catholics believe.
Yep.
And truth and love go together. And feelings are not the measure of reality. A lot of these millennials, Terry, they are guided by their feelings and passions. Feelings are not the measure of reality. And for us as Catholics, the challenge to stand for the truth has never been greater. And a lot of these young people, let's just be honest, they've checked their brains at the door of the university because they don't know what they believe or why they believe it. And as Catholics, we're always going to go to the default. What does God say?
That's right.
That's always our default position. Not what does man say, but what does God say? That's always our default position. Terry, and you have other people, that are giving common sense, rhetoric as well. There's a retired NFL football player. He was a linebacker.
Oh yeah.
His name was Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah, I saw it on.
He was on Tucker Carlson. He was on Sean Hannity's show. He's on YouTube.
Yep. Bold.
He was being asked a question about Black Lives Matter, and he said,
"Hey, straight up, man.
I just went to their website." He goes, "Let me read what it says," and he read it, right? And he goes, "Look it.
It's exposing it.
They're against the patriarchal family." He goes, "Guess what? Here's what he said." He goes, "My mission in life, mission in life is to be a father and a husband and to protect my family and children."
God love him.
And he goes, "Just look at the website.
Yeah.
What they're promoting goes against the Black family, every family. They want to destroy fatherhood.
Yep.
They want to destroy patriarchy." And God bless this former NFL football player, Marcellus Wiley, it was just stunning to hear him. He gave about a 2-minute dissertation on, "Hey, my most important job is a husband and a father."
God love
this guy gets it, Terry.
And you know what, Jesse? I get it, too, that he would go on TV to say that. See, one of the reasons is the emperor has no clothes on. People are just saying, "Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. That's great. We're going to fund them. Like, give me $10. Put it in the pot. Shut up." No. Go ahead and take a look at what the website says. And you know what, Jesse? Not to change the subject, but again, going back to voting, look at the Democratic Party's platform. Please read it. Father Frank Pavone has it in English and Spanish. And then read the Republican Party's platform about the sacredness of life and say, which one am I going to vote for? And I don't care if you don't like Trump's personality. I don't like it. You know what? I don't vote on personalities. I vote on policies. How about you, Jess?
That's it. I'm not, in fact, I'm not called to like anybody.
No.
I'm called to love them. That's what the Bible says.
That's right.
The Bible says to love everybody, which means to desire and will what's best for them. That's the definition
of love. Thomas Aquinas.
St. Thomas. Terry, one last thing I just want to give kudos to.
Yeah.
There's also a brave black sheriff. And
oh,
I want to give him kudos.
He's in Florida.
He's essentially said, he goes, "You know what? He's a sheriff with a spine."
Yeah,
just put it out there. He's in Florida.
Yeah.
And this sheriff says, "If Black Lives Matter and Antifa comes over to my town," he goes, "I'm going to deputize gun owners and we're going to," he goes, "we're going to stop the godless Black Lives Matter mob."
Wow.
Terry, this is Sheriff Daryl Daniels, a black American sheriff of Clay County, North Florida. Anybody who lives under him, you're blessed.
Amen. Jesse, Matt Arnold's up next, but before we do that, what state should we be living in, brother?
Not in the state of disgrace or the state of mortal sin or the state of confusion
or the deep state. No.
Or the deep state. We want to live in the state of grace, and that's something that happens in the soul interior. It doesn't happen through MapQuest or Google.com.
Absolutely, and I want to thank anybody who's given us money for painting the Sacred Heart Chapel. You can call us at 877-526-2151. May God richly bless you. And up next on Virgin Most Powerful, Matt Arnold, and we thank all of you for supporting VirginMostPowerfulRadio.org. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.